This is Morning Edition on WGBH. I'm Bob C. It has been 1 year since fishermen in the Northeast began using a new system for regulating catch shares. Until 12 months ago, the quantity of flounder, wolffish, cod, and other groundfish that could be hauled in was kept in check by a system that limited the number of days a fisherman could be at sea. A lot of people who made their living from the ocean went bust, and there were questions about the effectiveness of the days at sea regulations. But the new system is also being heavily criticized. It's called sectors. Essentially, it works like a cooperative by pooling fishing rights based on past histories of members. Many fishermen in New England say the new system is worse than the old. However, not all fishermen think that sectors is a bad idea. Some are even embracing it as a way to save their industry. Eric Hess has been fishing these parts since 1984, but he's based out of Witchmere Harbor in Harwichport. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Bob.
Eric, there are now 17 sectors, with two more being added this weekend, which is the start of the fishing year. What has worked for you and why?
I have been able to fish in a way that is more effective for my business than under days at sea. I've been able to market my fish more effectively, choose my fishing locations, and actually which species I target.
Eric, how have you adjusted to the federal government's year-old overhaul of regulations coupled with severe restrictions on some species?
Well, we've had to be careful at times about which species we target. Georges Bank cod and Gulf of Maine cod in particular are species that they refer to as choke species, where there isn't a lot of quota available to people. So we're careful how we approach those fisheries. On the other hand, as I say, we've been able to undertake some new marketing concepts, ideas with different organizations, and that's helped us greatly.
Well, as you know, Eric, a lot of your fellow fishermen have gone broke, and many are blaming over-regulation. Do they have a point?
They do have a point. I think it was a decade ago now, the Fisheries Service released a study in which they estimated that on the order of 400 vessels could survive profitably in the ground fishery in New England. At the time, there were about 1,600 vessels in the fishery. There was no solution to that offered at the time, and so we had a decade or more of people basically going out of business. And that's something that's continued up until sectors, and in fact, it looks like, you know, we're going to finally get past that to the point where the resource rebounds and fishing businesses become healthy again.
Have you seen any environmentally sound results? In other words, are there more fish in the sea from your perspective?
I think it's too early to make that call. Obviously, results with the resources will take a few years where they've been fished to very low levels. However, under sectors, there's a new system of accountability and some very strong incentives for fishermen to conserve, both in terms of the cost of the quota that they use to fish with and having Fisheries Service observers aboard their boat documenting instances of bycatch and the catch itself. So every fish gets counted now, and for the first time ever, we're under a hard limit as to what comes out of the ocean.
Well, some have argued that the sector system is a way of dividing and conquering fishermen. You know, we know, for example, that within so-called sectors, fishermen haggle among themselves over boat size, types of fish that should be hauled in, and how much should be caught. Sector managers act as middlemen and make the deals, and this must leave a lot of fishermen out in the cold. What's been your experience?
Well, fortunately, we have a fairly tight group of fishermen here on the Cape, and of course, it's never easy to get such strong individuals in a room together to agree on things, but I guess our experience has been that if we sit down long enough and bang our heads together enough, we can come to agreements on things. And, you know, we've been able to secure quota and, you know, enough opportunity to fish so that people are making a go of it here.
Well, thank you, Eric. We've been speaking with Eric Hess, who's been fishing these parts since 1984. He's based out of Witchmere Harbor in Harwichport. On Monday, we'll hear another view, a fisherman who believes that sectors are harming fishermen and the fishing industry.